Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in
thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Rejection is defined as the act of refusing to accept, use, or believe someone or something. Rejection is common in life, but with God, there is assurance of peace and strength to handle it and turn it into good. As we study the Word of God today, we are looking at the topic, turning rejection into elevation. Our Bible text is from Mark chapter 12 verse 10.
Mark chapter 12 verse 10. Have you not even read this scripture? The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
The Bible text today talks about rejection. The stone which the builders rejected, this became the chief cornerstone. Rejection is a common thing in life. The Bible did not promise us life without rejection, but promises us God's peace and comfort and the strength to handle it. One of the stories of rejection is that of Maya Angelou, who died on May 28, 2014. Dr. Maya Angelou is an American poet, memoirist, and civil rights activist. Maya Angelou is best known for her 1969 memoir, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, which was rejected by multiple publishers before its publication. But this rejection did not stop her from achieving success and becoming one of the most influential figures of the 20th century. Dr. Angelou began writing her book, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, in the 1960s as a way to share her own experience of growing up black and female in the Jim Crow South. Angelou sent her manuscript to many publishers but was rejected by multiple of them, some of them citing that the book was too controversial, and others stating that the market for such a book was not viable. But Maya Angelou did not give up and kept working on the manuscript. Finally, Random House Publishers accepted the manuscript, and it was published in 1969, becoming an instant success and a classic in American literature. Dr. Angelou's story teaches us that rejection should not be seen as an end, but rather an opportunity to improve and come back stronger. Dr. Angelou's perseverance and determination to share her story led to her success, and she is a true example of how to handle rejection positively. Are you facing rejection today? When you face rejection, it can be easy to give up and feel defeated. But like Maya Angelou, we can choose to see rejection as an opportunity to improve and come back stronger. God has a plan for our lives, and He works all things together for the good of those who love Him. Mark 8 verse 28 says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." Also, many people in the Bible have been able to handle rejection positive and became better. One of these is Joseph. Joseph is a great example of how to handle rejection positively from the Bible. Despite being sold into slavery by his own brothers and being falsely accused of a crime, Joseph chose to focus on his faith in God and his ultimate purpose, rather than wallow in his circumstances. Joseph was able to rise to power through positive attitude and hard work as the second in command of Egypt, ultimately leading to the salvation of his family during a famine. As it is written in Genesis chapter 50 verse 20, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." Joseph was rejected, thrown into a pit and later sold away into Egypt by his brothers, but he was able to turn this into success through positive attitude and trust in the Lord. King David is another example of how to handle rejection positively from the Bible. Despite being anointed as the future king of Israel and receiving God's favor, David faced rejection from his own people, including his own son Absalom. But David did not let rejection stop him from fulfilling his destiny, as he trusted in God and relied on his strength and guidance. He also showed forgiveness and mercy when he had the opportunity to kill his son after he staged a coup. This is evident in Psalms 34-18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. These examples from the Bible show that even when faced with rejection, with faith in God and positive attitude, we can overcome it, grow stronger and fulfill our destiny. Rejection can be a tough thing to deal with. Whether it's in a relationship, a job, or a social setting, it can be painful and hard to shake off. However, as Christians, we have the comfort and assurance of knowing that God is always with us, especially in times of hardship and rejection. David's words in Psalm chapter 34 verse 18, which says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit," is a promise for us from the Bible that whenever we are rejected and feel broken in our heart, there is God beside us to save and lift us. The good side of rejection is coming out better and elevated. God did not promise us we would not see rejection, but He promised to give us strength and wisdom to manage it and come out better and elevated. Jesus, the Son of God Himself, was rejected by people. People said, "Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James and Joses and Judas and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him, Mark chapter 6 verse 3. However, this did not stop Jesus from the work of his ministry. He kept on teaching and doing signs and wonders to people's amazement. Talking about rejection, from our Bible text in Mark 12 verse 10, Jesus said, "Have you not even read this scripture? The stone which the builders rejected, this became the chief cornerstone." God can turn you to a cornerstone, an indispensable person where you have been rejected, when you see His plans for your life. When faced with rejection and hardship in life, those who trust in God and rely on Him will find hope and peace to turn their rejection into elevation. Today, are you facing rejection in your family, job, business, career, or relationship? Take comfort, knowing that God is with you and that He has a plan for your life. As you see God's plan for your life today in the midst of rejection, may you find the strength and grace to become the cornerstone where you have been rejected, in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for working all things together for our good. Help us to trust in your plan for our lives and to not give up when faced with rejection. Give us the determination and perseverance to keep pushing forward and see rejection as an opportunity to improve, and to come back stronger, becoming a cornerstone in different areas of our lives. Thank you for answering us, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Genesis chapter 27 and chapter 28. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 10. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a beautiful day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.